Hiking Mount Everest has become one of the more common bucket list items in recent decades, with nearly 800 people on average trying to reach the summit annually. But because there's a limited amount of time for reasonable weather, the paths can get extremely crowded. In 2019, accomplished hiker Mark Sinnott saw the tragedy that can lead to. In his book, The Third Pole, Sinnott tells the story of what he witnessed, and he goes back nearly a century to when a team led by George Mallory tried to get to the top of Everest, and Sinnott is with me. Mark, how do you think Everest is perceived both by experienced hikers like you and those who believe it may be simply a fun challenge?
It's interesting because there's two different things going on. You know, on the one hand, there's, you know, these pictures that we've all seen of the conga line up at the summit and the crowds and, you know, the perception that we all have of that, which is basically that it's just a junk show up there and that the people who are doing it, you know, must be a bunch of selfish jerks. And so there's a lot of people, there's a lot of Everest haters, you know, and understandably, people in that line are actually dying and the ones behind them are stepping over their bodies instead of helping them so they can still get to the summit. I mean, that's, you know, some dark stuff. And we all kind of know about that. But then on the other hand, you have all of those people who are in the line who somehow, you know, look past all that because they want to climb to the top of the world. And, you know, when they hear the story of everything that's going on there, they don't think, oh, wow, what a bunch of jerks. They think, oh, you know what? Maybe I could do that. And so that's kind of what's so interesting about it. You know, the season we were there was a pretty messy year. It was the busiest year ever in the history of Everest. There are about 1,100 people who are trying to climb the mountain. And because the weather was so bad, the window of opportunity came down to essentially 1 or 2 days. And so everybody went for the top at the same time. Well, I have a chapter in the book, which is called The Day Everest Broke.
Yeah.
And it's sort of the behind the scenes of that conga line and what was really going down. Statistically, about 1.3% of people who try to climb Everest will die.
Wow.
In the process. That comes out to 1 out of 82 people. And so when you have 1,100 people heading up, you know that some of them aren't going to make it back. And so one of the things that I was able to do in the story was I was able to do a lot of reporting because I was there and share with my readers like what that's really like and what's going on up there and who are the people. And in 2019, as you probably know, mm-hmm. 11 people died, which was actually 3 more than died in 96 in the tragedy that Krakauer wrote about into thin air.
What are you thinking in that moment as you're reporting on this? Are you able to put your cynicism aside and think about what you're seeing? Or is it tough sometimes to think about, you know, 1.3% of people who are doing this are going to die and you're seeing dead bodies yourself? I hate to ask such an obvious question, but what is that like? What does that feel like?
Well, we knew that it was going to be a mess. And so when everybody started gearing up to go to the summit, we chose not to go. And we ended up being essentially the only people on the entire mountain who didn't go. So I observed all of this from advanced base camp at 21,000 feet. You know, I was looking up and watching the conga line with binoculars and then hearing the reports on the radio and hearing, you know, sort of the gossip around camp and then seeing the people when they came back down, seeing you know, dead bodies being transported through camp, like strapped to the side of yaks, you know, like a
yeah.
like duffel bags. And, you know, there was a reason why we didn't go, because we didn't want to, get mixed up in it. But I guess one thing, you know, one of my takeaways from it is that I actually felt like I identified with all of the people who were trying to climb the mountain and, I felt like I found a kindred spirit with them. And I had been led to believe before I went to Everest, you know, as I've mentioned, that they were just a bunch of selfish jerks. But the thing is, in real life, they're not. In the book, I think I described them, or somewhere I've described them, as scrappy dreamers. You know, they're supposed to be like these fat cat CEOs and high-powered lawyers and really wealthy and buying their way to the top. But in fact, most of the people that I met was like, you know, a guy who hung drywall in the UK for 10 years to save up enough money to do it. Or, you know, like a woman from India that put her life savings and like double mortgaged her house so that she could climb Everest. And, you know, good or bad, and whether they all should have been there or not, they really, for the most part, were scrappy dreamers, which I think is kind of what I am. And so I found a kindred spirit with those people.
Yeah, and you were clearly surprised by that, yeah.
It was an unexpected takeaway, you know, from the expedition, which again is not to say that the system isn't broken and it doesn't need to be fixed. But you know, I'm personally not going to project any hate onto those people now that I've been there and seen the whole scene with my own eyes.
Does it make sense that people want to do these things, that they want to climb Everest, even if a bunch of other people are still doing it? I mean, does that indicate to you something about something unique or something strong about the human spirit in any way? I mean, even going back to 1924 too?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think you're driving at the essence of the whole thing right there. Mallory himself called it the spirit of adventure. And you know that, I mean, a lot of people don't know who Mallory is, but if you say to them, yeah, you know, the guy who said, because it's there, when asked
right,
why
right.
he wanted to climb Everest, that will jog everyone's memory. And then they'll say, oh, yeah, I've heard that quote. It's the most famous quote in mountaineering.
The book we've been talking about, The Third Pole, Mystery, Obsession, and Death on Mount Everest. The author is Mark Sinnott. Mark, thanks so much for the time, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.